For children, learning is a social and interactive process that takes place with teachers, other students, and parents. Our emotions and relationships affect how and what we learn. Students are far better prepared to succeed in school and in life if they have learned social and emotional competencies in addition to academic skills.
We know that when kids have strong social and emotional learning skills, that they are better able to achieve academically, better able to work with others on a team, to collaborate, to manage conflict, to manage stress, to achieve goals. They have better life outcomes. So it's critically important that we take this seriously if we want to educate the whole child.
Social-emotional learning is basically the focus on social-emotional skills, how to interact with others, how to understand yourself, how to be able to behave in a way that you're supposed to in the right settings.
When we think about self-awareness, we're thinking about how do I know and understand myself, my emotions, my thoughts, my cultural identity. What are the ways in which I feel about a certain situation? Why might I feel that way? How do I understand myself and how I fit into my family and my community and the broader world? We want to give kids opportunities to really think about their own experiences, their own emotions, and how they are dealing with those things.
Self-awareness is really being in touch with oneself. I think as a parent, the best thing you can do is to be honest about how you're feeling, because kids look at us as we're invincible, you know, we're perfect, and we're not. And so I think having honest conversations about your struggles, whether it's at work or, you know, a goal that you're trying to achieve and the challenges that you're having in achieving those goals, kind of brings your situation down to their level so they know they're not alone and that it's normal to kind of feel these different things.
One of the things that we work on when we talk about self-awareness is helping students understand emotions. So teaching the vocabulary for emotions, teaching students to think about what different emotions feel like and being able to name that for themselves is an important part.
As teachers and adults, we need to go to the next level. And that goes all the way to junior high and high school. There's things called emotion wheels, where you have all sorts of words that even as adults we can look at and say, oh yeah, that's a great word for that emotion. So really being able to help them identify their emotions is huge and give them vocabulary that's challenging them. Secondly then, what do they do with those emotions? What gets you nervous? Or when do you feel stressed out? Or when do you feel angry? Well, I feel angry when Johnny takes my truck. What do you do about it then? But in high school, the same type of thing applies. If I see my friend Stephanie talking to Lisa or sitting with her at lunch, what do I feel? I feel jealous inside. And then asking myself, is that really a big problem? Is that a small problem? In a classroom, we can model that for kids. So as a teacher, I can say, I'm really feeling disappointed today, fill in the blank. And maybe I'll even take some deep breaths or, gosh, everyone's really loud today. We couldn't go outside for recess. I'm feeling frustrated. I need to take some deep breaths. So modeling that for kids is really important.
Also teaching kids this idea that through hard work that they're able to be more successful, teaching a growth mindset as opposed to focusing on you're smart, but rather focusing more on effort, helps kids to understand better who they are. Self-awareness is something that is constantly growing, and we want to be able to give kids tools and messaging around how to be thinking about their emotions and their understanding of who they are.